The saint whose principal feast we celebrate today is one that goes back to the apostolic times. He was a disciple, particularly of St. John, the apostle, the beloved disciple, but also of several of the other apostles that were still alive at the time of his life. And he lived in Smyrna, in Asia Minor, and there was that he became a disciple of St. John the Evangelist, who probably was not far off as he was in Ephesus. In the meantime, St. John ordained him to the priesthood and eventually consecrated him a bishop, the Bishop of Smyrna. And St. Polycarp ruled over the diocese of Smyrna for over 70 years. At the end, however, he too was called to give a reckoning for God and to God of his life, because at that time the emperor began to persecute the church. It was the fourth great persecution against the church in the Roman Empire. And so he was apprehended and he was condemned to be eaten alive by the beasts. And he wrote a beautiful epistle, which today we still use, not in the Mass, but in the Divine Office, in which he speaks of the fact that he was preparing himself and very happy that he would soon be like the wheat that is crushed for the Eucharist and the grapes that are crushed for the Eucharist, because soon his body would be crushed and his bones would be crushed by the teeth of the beasts, upon which he was condemned to die, and his blood to flow forth the same as the grapes that give forth the juices that become eventually the wine for the holy sacrament of the Eucharist. So today we give thanks to God, and of course this also shows us that as early as 100 and earlier, even the Gospels and the Epistles, Catholics believed in the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist. And St. Polycarp's testimony bespeaks this very early on in the Church. May he intercede for us and grant us holy bishops and holy priests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.